It'll soon be time to hit the court in Guelph, Aramasa. Six new beach volleyball courts are en route to Marden Park. A revised draft agreement was before council in the township at a meeting Monday. The agreement is between the township and a Guelph-based sports and recreation group known as Perpetual Motion, and the revised document follows up a report previously before council in February. Manager of Parks and Facilities for the township, Jeff Meyer, gave the update to council and detailed the shift recently made as far as the agreement goes.
Perpetual Motion will agree to pay the actual final cost of the project, which is currently estimated at $195,000. One significant change over the last few weeks that we've come across is that we've determined that the township would do the full construction. So the tendering process, staff would oversee the project and basically in its entirety.
There will be a benefit for Perpetual Motion, Meyer explains, in return for their help to get the courts built.
Perpetual Motion will receive 10 and a half years of primetime rentals from Sunday to Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30, and that starts in May and then ends in early September. And then one Saturday throughout the year, they get an eight-hour booking for a tournament.
Township rental availability will be Sunday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The municipality, the report says, will be responsible for annual rototilling and sand top-up once every 5 years. Required equipment, provision of nets, and all other aspects related to their volleyball league will be under Perpetual Motion domain. Myers says the landscaping surrounding the courts will maintain the status quo of the area.
I believe in this concept, it has 19 trees that will be planted as well, and then some berming and different items like that, just to kind of keep it with the country feel. So we have a wood fence going in to kind of match what we have in the bus turnaround, something that you would see kind of in a farmer's field. To try to keep with the continuity of the country feel, that's kind of how we've proceeded with that.
Meyer's report went on to say, given the township's monopoly on court usage overall, their maintenance costs should be easily offset. Monday's step forward came much to the delight of the township's mayor, Chris White.
We've moved around quite a bit, and I think we've landed in the place we want to be, where the applicant is actually funding the facility, and we get another service for the community, and down the road we've got an asset.
There will be no additional staffing at township level, says Meyer, who went on to explain a $4,500 annual cost will cover everything from the township's perspective, along with $12,000 to $14,000 every 5 years for the sand top-up. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.